Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Elections 2020 is before us. Joining me today in studio is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, we have been busy preparing for the elections and providing resources to help assist people on what candidates they should choose, who best represents their values. Share with our listeners about the Nebraska Voter Guide.
Well, Karen, every election cycle, Nebraska Family Alliance produces our own voter guide. And what we love about this voter guide is that it is issues-based, it's nonpartisan, and it's 501c3 church-friendly, which means you can promote it and distribute it even in your church. And the Nebraska Voter Guide will allow you to see candidates in a side-by-side comparison and where they stand on the issues that matter most. You can see candidates' positions on abortion, defending religious freedom, school choice, gambling, marijuana, judicial appointments, and more. And you'll be able to find out the answers to these key candidate positions from federal office to state and even for the State Board of Education. And we know that elections matter. Elections have consequences, and we want people to not only go out and vote, but to make an informed vote. And a great way to do that is by utilizing our voter guide, which you can access at NebraskaVoterGuide.com.
In the 2016 elections, nearly 25 million Christians chose not to vote. We don't want that to happen again this year. It's important that God's people go to the ballot box and vote their values because it determines who our leaders will be, Nate.
Karen, this is the most important and consequential election of our lifetime, and we can't afford to remain silent on the sidelines. We need to be active, and two things that we can all do is pray and vote. So before you cast your ballot this election, visit NebraskaVoterGuide.com.
Someone struggled for your right to vote. Use it, in the words of Susan B. Anthony. Once again, NebraskaVoterGuide.com.